Nova Education, presented by New Schools for New Orleans. You're joined by your host, Dr. Jaquiel Ross, and today on the show, we're joined by two phenomenal individuals, educators, might I add. We're joined by first, Dr. Nancy Turner, who is the director of Teach NOLA and an alumna of the Teach NOLA program. And we're also having Mr. DeQuaz Humphreys, math teacher, and he's also an alumnus of the Teach NOLA program. So excited to have you all. And today we're discussing the Teach NOLA program and its impact within the city of New Orleans. So glad to welcome both of you. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, Dr. Ross. We're excited to be here.
Yes. So we know, before we dive in, we know across the country and New Orleans, we face deep retention and recruitment challenges of teachers.
Yes.
We know that our teacher preparation programs in New Orleans normally prepare about 250 teachers. That's between TFA, Teach NOLA, Norman C. Francis Residency Program. And now we're seeing a gap.
Yes.
That we are missing, we're having a gap about 80 to 130 teachers that we don't have for our kids and our public schools. So that's definitely a challenge that we are working on collectively across the city. But first, Dr. Turner, if you can tell us about just recap for us. I know you had an event this Saturday.
We did.
Let's talk about that first.
Great. So again, thank you for having us. We're excited to be here to talk about Teach NOLA. And we did. We hosted an event on Saturday.
Okay.
In order to, you know, try to tackle some of those things that you were just discussing. Mm-hmm. We hosted it in partnership with Xavier University as well as Tulane University. And it was a certification fair. So we asked people to come out and learn about each of our programs, what we offer, how we're differentiated, so that anyone that isn't already certified to teach in Louisiana could learn more about our programs.
Awesome. Awesome. I heard it was a good turnout.
It was. It was a really great turnout. We enjoyed speaking with lots of different people from lots of different backgrounds that were interested in being new to teaching or having taught in New Orleans already and just becoming certified.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Nancy, while I still have you, give us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved in education in New Orleans?
So I have been in New Orleans about 15 years now.
Okay.
I actually moved to New Orleans to be a part of Teach NOLA.
Okay.
The program has evolved a lot since then, so it was a very different program at the time.
Okay.
I was already certified and already teaching in South Carolina, and something in me was pulling me this way. So here I
am.
Was it the food? It could have been the food, absolutely. But there were a lot of things happening in public education across the country at that time. Hence, we're kind of dealing with a lot of the same issues now as we were then. And I found Teach NOLA. It kind of fell into my lap. Someone very just in passing recommended it to me. At that time, Teach NOLA would bring in people that were already certified as well as, you know, being the certifying body as well.
Okay.
And so I came and joined Teach NOLA and started teaching on the West Bank in Algiers.
The West Bank.
I do love the West Bank. I do. I miss
teaching
the
West
Bank.
Is awesome.
It is. So all of my school experience is on the West Bank.
Okay.
So I worked and taught high school in the West Bank for a while.
Okay.
And so that's what brought me here.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your story. And then, Mr. Humphreys, if you could tell us a little about yourself, how did you get involved in education? Are you from New Orleans? And where do you teach now?
Yep. And so I am from right outside of New Orleans. It's a very small city called Norco. I currently teach at Homer Plessy Community School, and I teach 8th grade math as well as Algebra 1. The way that I became involved with teaching in New Orleans is through Teach NOLA.
All right.
So I always knew from a very young age that education held a really, really deep place within me. So I would tutor my my siblings, 8 years old, 9 years old, tutoring my siblings.
You were the neighborhood tutor.
Yeah, basically.
I can totally see that.
And I'm like, y'all haven't learned this yet, but
let's
hop a couple of years ahead, and here's how you do this, these techniques or whatever in algebra. And so, like, I knew teaching was something that I needed to pursue in life.
Okay.
But get to college, And I'm like, let me major in psychology. And so I had a goal of becoming a psychology professor. And it's okay. important to note that teaching is still rooted in that as well.
It's so perfect. So,
I took child psych and psych classes.
All of them. And so I graduated with my psychology degree, and I was thinking about applying to master's degree programs for psychology. But I realized deep down that I would be missing the opportunity to have some type of profound impact on education with middle schoolers and high schoolers, okay. or even elementary students. And so I ran across an ad on Instagram while scrolling one thing for Teach NOLA. And I clicked it and I read over the mission of Teach NOLA, and it just all resonated with me so deeply. And I didn't realize the inequities that existed in New Orleans until I read over Teach NOLA's website and saw mm-hmm. what was going on in the city. And I truly believe that every student deserves to have an adult in their lives who will advocate for them and push for them to be the best version of themselves. And that is an adult who is of high quality and willing and able to teach them what they need to learn.
Awesome.
And so that's how I got
involved. That's the Teach NOLA poster child.
Look,
right here,
look, Mr. Humphreys. Mr. Humphreys. Awesome.
And how many years have you been teaching in New Orleans?
I'm currently in year 5 of teaching.
Awesome. Awesome. Good to hear. All right, well, let's hop in into so that we can learn more about Teach NOLA. Nancy, if you could tell us, why was there a need for Teach NOLA?
Absolutely.
When was it first launched?
Yeah, so Teach NOLA was actually born in 2006. Okay. However, we can back up a little bit. So a part of our program, TNTP Academy, was actually born in 2001 in partnership with the Louisiana Department of Education. And this was created out of the need to have more certified teachers in Louisiana. So we started with the certification portion first, but then in 2006 is when Teach NOLA was actually created.
Got it.
So that we could do more than just certify. There was a need to recruit and train high quality teachers for all of our kids in New Orleans. So since 2006, we've trained thousands of teachers and we continue to do so.
Awesome. And then the fact that both of you are Teach NOLA alums, this makes this conversation so rich.
Oh, we can talk about it from all the angles, for sure.
I'm definitely ready. What makes Teach NOLA's program unique? And I think both of you can answer that question. Mm-hmm. When you talk about Teach NOLA. So what makes y'all unique?
Absolutely. So Teach NOLA being an alternative teacher certification program makes it so that our program is more affordable.
Okay.
It is also something that is a bit more fast paced.
All right.
However, but I also want to make sure that while it's fast paced, I note that all of the training is not sacrificed or pushed to the side, and the level of support as well.
Got it.
With our program, you can potentially be fully certified in Louisiana after one school year.
Okay.
So there are many pieces that go into that, and DaQuaz and I can both talk about each of the pieces. But I think that's something that really sets us apart. I think another major piece for us is how diverse our cohort is, how local our cohort is. Mm-hmm. And I think that also leads to our impact in that we are people that, here we are, we're still very much a part of the educational community in New Orleans and plan to be here for as long as you'll have us.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing, Nancy. And DaQuaz, while we have you, what are some of the benefits? You've been teaching for 5 years now. What are some of the benefits you find in teaching in New Orleans?
Some of the benefits that I've found teaching in New Orleans is that there is such a unique culture in New Orleans, and all of the students bring such diverse things to the table in the classrooms. And then also just being able to be around like a diverse group of coworkers as well, because as she mentioned, like we get people, it's mainly local people that we work with, but our schools are filled with people from all over the country. And so I learned so much from each of my coworkers as well. And so I just like the diversity, that diversity.
And
piece.
Students and in your colleagues.
In both. Yeah.
Got it. And you've always been at Plessy?
Initially I started off at Langston News Academy, and then this is my first year at Homer Plessy.
Awesome. Well, good. And so I'm thinking, my mind goes to like my first year teaching, Nancy.
Oh,
I'm thinking we can go back there for a second.
Let's go.
I started teaching second grade over at Alice Hart in Algiers. And I just remember, wow. I thought I was ready. But then I wasn't really ready. but I just was so appreciative of mentors
and other colleagues who like supported me and wrapped their arms around me, especially, you know, during those first 3 years. Those are like very special years.
Absolutely.
When you talk about beginning your teaching career. Mm-hmm. Nancy, all yours.
Okay.
First year. Tell us about it.
Oh, you're right. The first year, you know, it is, it's definitely a journey. I think that's the best way to describe it. So I'd been teaching in South Carolina, and so that's where I started teaching.
Okay.
I was teaching in a magnet school, which is similar to a charter school. Mm-hmm. And it was, I honestly loved it. It was so great. I was teaching 10th and 11th grade.
Okay.
So I was doing some American history as well as some, like, I think we called it global studies, so world history. And I'm a history nerd. I went to college for history. I thought I was going to go to law school.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, but then I was twice. I was like, I was teaching my little brother on Saturday mornings things. And when he would get things right, I would give him oatmeal cream pies. That's a true story.
The best.
But I think I was always a teacher, too.
I think so, too. So absolutely. I do share that story as well. of tutoring.
Absolutely. Actually,
till this day, I still do some tutoring. So it never leaves you.
Maybe that's what we should ask people in the application process for Teach NOLA.
Yeah.
Did you tutor as a kid to other kids? Yeah. Yes, that might be it, guys. We have found it.
I think we may have found the cure.
We may. Yes. We found the thing on the application. But I think you're right, Jaquil, is that I also feel like I had really great people in my corner to support me. Mm-hmm. And I think that piece of mentorship and that piece of community is so critical when you're starting any profession, but particularly teaching, that is really all about connection and belonging. And to go back to DeQua's wanting to be, you know, in psychology and things, it really is about what, and this is what something that we talk about with our fellows now too, is there's so much rooted in the brain science of how we connect to each other and how so much of that is so important in the classroom as well, and how we connect with our students and they connect with us, because no learning ever takes place without connection.
Yes, so exactly.
I think that piece is so huge.
Awesome. One of my professors told me when I was going through the program at Tuskegee, the best teachers are those you're going to beg, you learn how to beg real well as a teacher, you know how to borrow.
Yes.
Or you're going to steal.
Steal. I knew you were going to say that.
Yes.
It's so true.
Yes.
That's a real piece of it.
So, can you talk to us briefly about what does the training look like for those who are going through the Teach NOLA program?
Absolutely. So, our traditional program, what happens is that someone would start with us this summer.
Okay.
So our application is currently open right now, and we have a rolling application it will last at least until into April, with our training beginning at the very end of May.
All right.
So what happens then is for 5 weeks, so until the beginning of July, it is very hands-on, very high levels of support.
Okay.
Because our cohorts are made up of people that are right out of college, or a lot of people in our cohort now are career changers and are people who have decided to go into the classroom after doing something else for a while. So what that looks like during that 5 weeks is our fellows spend time in summer school classrooms working with students.
Okay.
There are also lead teachers in the classroom where they can learn from them and see things happening in real time.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also supported, like, incredible people like DeQuaz, who work for us in the summer and coach our new fellows as well in the classroom.
Awesome.
It's great. And then in the afternoon, they spend time virtually. So there's a little bit of flexibility there for people where there's some virtual sessions in the afternoon where we do a lot of that learning together on what it means to be a great teacher. How do I approach curriculum? What is this curriculum? Yes. What is this idea of, like, building connections with students?
How do I do a lesson plan?
Right. What is all of the things, right? So we jump into that for that 5 weeks. Then our fellows began teaching full time in August in a school and earning a full salary and benefits at that time. And we support them in a very hands-on way in the same way. So then they have a Teach NOLA coach that's in their classroom every 2 weeks.
Okay.
They're also taking online coursework that is essentially graduate level work that really teaches the pedagogy of teaching and is very content specific. And all while getting, you know, support from their school, we partner with so many people within our schools where our fellows are. And then that school year wraps up with hopefully taking and passing the certification exams, where we also offer a lot of support around those. And at the end of that school year, having met all of those requirements, we apply for every fellow to be certified in Louisiana.
Awesome. You spoke briefly about the certification piece. How does that support look? We know that.
It's a big piece.
That's a huge piece. And I just remember taking my practice exams.
Yeah. Ooh, I know, right?
Lots of money.
Yes, it can be, for sure.
I wasn't too much of a studier, so I did pass the first time. I'm going to say that.
That is so good. Yeah. That's what we want everyone to only have to take it once. Mm-hmm. Because it is a financial piece to it.
Yes.
But what we offer is two different study platforms. And so what those platforms entail are diagnostic tests and practice tests. We also have coaches that will help you. DeQuaz has done that role for us as well. And he's also currently doing that. So he can talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. And what that coach support looks like, because what we found in the research shows that people need to just have a community to support them in it, mm-hmm. have practice tests to show where they need to kind of focus their study time, because let's be honest, not everybody has a lot of time to study.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we want it to be pointed and then be able to sit, take the test one time, and hopefully be done with it.
Awesome. DeQuaz, you're coaching, I'm assuming you're a math coach.
Yeah, so it's math and science for practice.
Math and science for practice, okay. Talk to us a little bit about what does the coaching look like?
So coaching looks like I give the teachers a level of autonomy, a very high level of autonomy, because different teachers have different things going on at different times. And so I want to make sure that they know that when you need me, I'm here. And but I do make sure to reach out to them on a weekly basis to ask if they need any support with something that might have tripped them up when they took like a diagnostic test. I work with math fellows in particular around like some questions that might be getting them. And so they might have taken a practice test and they fell short in the geometry domain. And so we'll go over some geometry questions together, work through them, and I'll give them as much time as they need. Yeah. And so if they have an hour and a half to provide that night, we'll work through it for an hour and a half. It's a virtual meeting. And my big push for them is to just consistently take the notes that we took that night and study them, and they'll improve. And we've seen fellows improve and grow in their scores on the practice tests due to putting forth that effort and just reaching out when they need me. But I'm also just consistently giving them that little push, because some of them do need a little push. Like, have you registered for the test yet? And they're like, thanks for reaching out to DeQuaz. I'm going to do it like now. And so just being that person that's there for them to just push them and support them is a lot of what the job entails.
Awesome. I love how you are providing an impact, not only to your students on a day-to-day basis, but you're also pouring into other educators across the city too. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
I agree. Huge kudos to Mr. Humphreys. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then Nancy, what percentage of the teachers you all have recruited in recent cohorts have been from New Orleans and of color?
Absolutely.
We know that we spoke a lot about the local context, the impact they're having. We know that we're focusing on diversity now. So talk to us a little bit about that, please.
Absolutely. So that is very much a huge focus for us and has been a major priority for quite a few years now. We know that we have so many talented people in our community that be excellent teachers for our kids. Mm-hmm. So we've really focused our recruitment, like we said, locally and also to ensure we have a diverse cohort. So over the past couple of years, upwards of 70% of our cohort are people of color.
Awesome.
Also, around the same percentage are people that are from Louisiana or New Orleans specifically. So over the past couple of years, we've seen a range from 60% to 70%. Mm-hmm. And in really exciting news is for our cohort that will start this summer. I believe right now of those enrolled, about 81% of that cohort identifies as a person of color as well.
Awesome. That's really great news.
It is. I mean, we know that the research says that, yes, representation matters. But we know that when any student is taught by a person of color, that is an incredible experience for them as well. And really, even past, like we said, the representation piece, we know that when kids are taught by people of color, they're less likely to be suspended or expelled. Mm-hmm. We know they're more likely to go to college or to have an opportunity to decide if college is right for them, even. And I think it's just something that's really personally important to a lot of us on our team and a lot of our coaches, like DeQuaz. And I know for myself, as someone who's Mexican-American, I never had a teacher that shared my identity from pre-K to 12. I can't even remember in college either. And I've been to a lot of school. I've been in school for a long time. Right? But I think it's so critically important. And it's been something that has been such a priority for us that 5 years ago, we established the Black Educator Excellence Cohort.
Okay.
which is something that's very much a part of the fabric of who we are now.
And tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So the Black Educator Excellence Cohort is for anyone that identifies as Black or African American. Mm-hmm. Once they're enrolled in Teach NOLA, you're automatically enrolled in this cohort, in this community. And we offer multiple levels of support. So one of the major levels of support is financial support.
Okay.
So there are various stipends where there are tuition scholarships, there are testing stipends as well for the certification fees that we were talking about. And there's also just some cost of living stipends that for that 5 weeks while you're training with us in the summer, there are three payments that are dispersed just to offset some of that cost of living. And so we've actually just had our funding secured for our next cohort that will start this summer and have some really, really great, like high quality stipends to share with people.
That is really good. Kudos to Teach NOLA for knocking down barriers.
We are.
And in providing a path, you know, for our teachers of color to have access and be in front of our students. We know that that is really impactful. And I just go back, Nancy, to your point of connections.
Absolutely.
Those connections are meaningful, and they are definitely impactful. I go back to one of the reasons I chose to teach second grade was because I didn't have a Black male teacher until probably middle school.
Absolutely.
So the opportunity for students to see a Black male, to have a Black male as an educator in primary grades was really huge for me.
Absolutely. We see such a smaller percentage of men, particularly, but especially Black men, teaching in elementary grades. Exactly.
Yes. Awesome. Well, we'll take a hand over to you, Mr. Humphreys. And did you go through the Black Educator program? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I went through Teach NOLA, Black Educator Excellence Cohort wasn't quite around at that time.
Okay.
But I've had the experience of being able to see some of my fellows in years past go through the program. Mm-hmm. And it is just truly a beautiful thing to see, like seeing them share that community and being able to collaborate with each other and being able to just support each other. It's been incredible to see. And then quite a few of them have become friends outside of just the program. And I think that it is so important to have people that you can lean on and talk to, especially as you go through that first year of teaching, who are having shared experiences with you. Mm-hmm. And so it's an incredible thing to see. And they're just the level of friendships and connections just truly is beautiful.
Awesome. Awesome. And then Nancy spoke earlier about the support you received through your first year of teaching. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the support you received during your first year of teaching from Teach NOLA.
Yes, Teach NOLA provided so much support that first year of teaching. So we had, I've mentioned earlier about the seasonal effectiveness coach, which is what I do currently over the summer. But during the school year, you have a coach who just consistently comes into your classroom. They look at some pedagogical practices and they evaluate the effectiveness of your pedagogical practices and give you feedback. And they work with you to help improve those practices to make sure that students get the best outcomes possible while in your classrooms. We also, as she mentioned, we did coursework over that first year of teaching. And that coursework just continued to just push our train of thought around properly implementing the Common Core shifts in mathematics so that our students were able to understand the content on a deeper level. And so we had a content coach. We also had an effectiveness coach who worked with us. We also had sessions throughout the school year where we were able to just come together and we were able to talk to other fellows or other teachers and just really discuss like what the experience was like at that point in time. And we just collaborated. This is working really well in my classroom. Maybe you should try this. And so that level of community was
that
also
level
incredible.
Of community is definitely it means a lot.
It definitely does. It was so impactful
because it's things you think you've tried every trick you had, and then this person tells you a trick like, oh, I haven't tried that one.
Right, like put it in the teacher toolbox.
The magic fix. It's literally the magic fix.
Yeah. It really is. Mm-hmm. We need each other, and I think that's a huge piece of Teach NOLA as well. Having gone through it and now sitting on this side of the table, is the community piece is real and it's huge.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. And what has been one of your most memorable moments as a teacher, Mr. Humphreys?
There are so many memorable moments that I've had as a teacher. There's a couple that come to mind immediately, though, if I can get to. One of my students reached out, and she's currently in eighth grade right now. I taught her last year in seventh grade math, and she let me know. She just said, Mr. Humphreys, I just want to say thank you. And I was like, for what? And she was like the level of push that you gave me last year in seventh grade math makes me feel so prepared in eighth grade. Like I go in and I'm just knocking it out of the park right now. And I just want to say thank you for making sure that I had the skills that were needed to be successful in this class. And that just, it made my entire year. Like this happened recently. Mm-hmm. And then Another really impactful moment was one of my students recently. He let me know that he wants to know just as much math as me. And it's one of my black boy students. I was like, awesome. Like, that was so incredible to hear him say that, because this child, just the year before, he scored unsatisfactory on LEAP. He also was somewhat of a behavior concern in the school. But this year, like, they're like, who is this child? Like, mm-hmm. he's just killing it, knocking it out of the park. And he'll never admit it because he's a 14-year-old, and 14-year-olds have a really big ego, and they're not going to say it. But I think that he definitely views me as, like, a role model. He wants to know just as much math as me, and he wants to just continue to push down those barriers that stand in his face. And I want all of my students to know, in particular, my black boys, to know that although life throws you all of these things and they tell you that you can't accomplish this, you can accomplish whatever you set your mind to. And if you shoot for the stars and you miss the stars, at least you can land on the moon. I want my students to know that they can be successful in whatever they attempt at.
Awesome.
Yes, Mr. Humphrey.
If I was a principal, I would be trying to hire Mr. Humphrey.
Oh, look. I'm telling you. If we could clone him and put him everywhere.
Watch out, Megan. What advice would you give to someone entering the teaching profession right now?
I would say that right now is the perfect time to enter the teaching profession, and it is so important that you make sure that you're a voice for your students and that you advocate for them. You need to make sure that you advocate for your students. And I also want you to make sure that you radiate positivity, love, all of the great things for these students, but also holding high expectations for them.
Got it.
And I've always said this. We get these students for a season of their lives, a very brief snippet of their lives.
Yeah.
What you do with that season can really determine the trajectory of these students' lives. Mm-hmm. You can really propel it in an upwards fashion. And so it's so important that you don't take that job lightly. It is the most important job in the world, and you need to make sure that you give 110% every day and make sure that these kids feel that love. Like, they have to feel that love.
Appreciate it. And as we wrap up, Nancy, you said the application is open. When's the deadline, and where can they find it?
So it's a rolling application. Okay. You can find it on our website. You can also, the easiest place too is through our social media. So on Instagram @TeachNola_, on Facebook, we are Teach NOLA Teaching Fellows.
Okay.
But our website also is TNTP Teaching Fellows.
Okay.
And you can find us there.
Awesome. One last question we always ask everybody real quick. What is your one hope for the city of New Orleans?
So my one hope for the city of New Orleans is for all students in the city to get an equitable education.
Awesome.
Equitable meaning zip code should not matter. You should get a grade A education, and that starts with our teachers, making sure that we have high quality educators.
Awesome. And Nancy?
And I don't have anything better than what Mr. Humphrey said, so I'm going to co-sign that
one. He is awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Turner and Mr. Humphreys, for joining us today on Talk That, NOLA Education, presented by New Schools for New Orleans. It was a pleasure having both of you on the show today. Be sure to join us next Monday at 12:30 p.m. We'll be joined by the school leader and students from the Living School out in New Orleans East to hear about their unique school model. If you're interested in more about our dynamic teachers, like Mr. Humphreys, and our schools, what's taking place inside and around them in New Orleans, follow us on Facebook, the New Orleans Teacher Community, and on Instagram, NOLA Teacher Community. This is your host, Dr. Ross, signing us off for today. Peace and nothing but love.